The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear in full color every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jim and his small group of United Nations raiders, together with members of the Dutch underground, are attempting to break out of a Japanese trap on the island of Java. While Jim stood guard over the wounded Kolu, the others attacked and captured a Jap radio car. But the enemy sent other cars in pursuit, and they were forced to abandon their prize. Leaving the unconscious Kolu in the care of the Dutch girl Trina, Jim and the others went cautiously ahead and destroyed an enemy patrol. When they returned, Kolu and Trina had vanished. Right now, while Jim and his party watched the deadly Japanese attack on their abandoned radio car, Trina and her brother, young Van, hold a brief council of war in the nearby woods.
Nu dan, zusje, wij moeten vluchten.
In English, speak in English, Dietrich. We have need of practice.
Barely, then in English or Dutch, our peril is equally grave.
The good Kolu will be safe here as long as the Japanese are kept busy on the highway.
Aye, Mary, but Jim, what's not his friends whereabouts?
Dare we leave Kolu here alone while we search for Jim?
It is a most vexing puzzle, Trina, but he sleeps like an innocent babe, and Jim cannot be far away.
Then we must risk it. Does he misunderstand Kolu's absence?
Come, you, in good sooth, we will no doubt find Jim somewhere near yonder shooting.
Oh, hurry, let us hurry. If anything should happen to Kolu, I would never forgive myself, and neither would Jim.
Still your fears, he is safe for a little time, perhaps.
Be careful, Dietrich. They might see us from the road.
Yeah, we are too near. We must circle back.
Let us get as near as we can to the car we abandoned.
It is truly said, Trina. This would be their target.
Look. You can see our car through the trees. It is a mass of flames.
Maybe we are too late. If Jim has seen you on car, he will know it is no longer worth fighting for.
But the Australian and the Filipino are still in position behind us. Jim would not leave if it meant abandoning them.
The Japs may not have given him a choice.
Why do they waste their bullets on that flaming wreck? Nothing could remain alive in that car.
They are born to imitate, it seems. These are imitating their Nazi masters and thrones.
Say, Dietrich.
Huh?
In the trees across the clearing, I saw something. See? There it is again.
I like this not, Trina.
Japanese, perhaps.
No doubt.
Stay among the trees. We must circle around and make sure.
Also, we must lock our tongues.
Dietrich.
It's okay, Stingley. It's Van and Trina.
Jim!
Stay right there. I'm coming down.
I see no sign of Stingley.
Most flattering. It is to be hoped the Japanese are equally unseen.
Oh, Trina, thank heaven you're safe. Max said he thought you'd taken Kolu back to the car.
Yeah, I meant to, Jim, but my brother here warned me of a Japanese patrol. He helped me to move Kolu.
Move him? Where is he?
He's safe, Jim. Well, now, at least, but... Where are Mac and Tom's son?
Oh, they're around. Mac's in a tree down the road away. I sent Tom's son to see how the Australian and Rodriguez are doing.
They do most well, Jim. With grenades did they most joyously explode one Japanese iron car.
Swell. I thought that's what it was when we heard it. That makes it two down and one to go.
Jim, is it time?
Okay, Sting. Watch yourselves now. Don't let your head show over this mound.
Take care, Dito.
I'm all right.
And the Japs haven't played with the little pop guns in quite a while, Sting.
No. And the rear door just swung open.
Forsooth, good masters, why do you not explode the car with grenades, even as the Australians did?
Because we want the car, Van. It'll take the place of the one we had to give up.
Look, Jim.
Yeah. Two, three, there's four of them. You know, these cars usually have a six-man crew.
Two in the driver's compartment.
Yeah. Watch them now.
Look, they look. See how that velocity points to the burning wreck.
Let them laugh while they're able to.
Quiet now. They intend to make sure there's nothing alive in that flaming car.
Easy, does it. If we make one wrong move here, it'll be our last.
Gripping their Tommy guns with tense expectancy, Jim and Sing Lee watch the approach of the enemy patrol. We'll rejoin them in just a moment. You know, one of the greatest pleasures to every one of us is the fun of building castles in the air, of daydreaming. And the brilliant, imaginative, trained artists of the Comic Weekly have a genius for capturing those daydreams and putting them on paper in thrilling full color. That's why the Comic Weekly makes Sunday morning a holiday to 15 million readers. An action-packed, adventure-filled holiday that never fails to bring enjoyment. Besides the 15 million readers on the home front, the men in our armed forces, too, will tell you that these picture stories are their favorite reading. So treat yourself to the Comic Weekly every Sunday. It comes to you with 15 outstanding Sunday papers from coast to coast. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the approach of a Japanese patrol and Dongo Jim.
You take care of the first two, Sing. I'll go after the other pair.
They're most happy for liberation.
Why do you wait?
They're still too near their own car, Trina.
Can I not help?
Yeah. Keep your eye on the car, then.
I eagerly suggest we risk it, Jim. See, they are beginning to fan out.
Right. Let her go, Sing.
Chung ho!
Wonderful. Hail to X-Men.
They dropped like logs.
Watch the car now. Okay, Van, come with me. Sing, stay here and draw their fire.
Most assuredly, as soon as I reload.
How can I help, Jim?
I'm going to use you as a stepladder, Van.
Please?
Wait now, wait. Stay among these trees.
Forsooth, right glad here, will I?
Okay, Shakespeare. Now, as soon as Sing Lee draws their fire, we make a dash for the car, understand?
Yeah, and then what?
They can't see us from this angle, if Sing keeps them busy. I've got to climb up to that machine gun turret, stick this Tommy gun through the slit, and let them have it.
Now, in truth, you come up with the right list, Jackson.
Between Shakespeare and Tom Sun, you certainly give our language a beating, Van. That's Sing Lee. Let's go.
Take care, Jim.
I'm all right. Don't get in Sing Lee's line of fire now.
I'm right behind you.
That's it. Now then, wait, wait.
Why do you stop? Let me help you
out. No. Not just yet. Stay by the car here for a second.
I truly did you and Sing Lee account for the other four in the road yonder.
And we've got to take care of the two that are left inside the car.
Then why do we not do it?
We will, kid. We will. All right, Sam. Give me a hand while they're reloading.
Here.
Come ho, Jim.
We'll hear us, Jim.
What of it? I can't say anything about it.
But ace is of the essence.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's that, I guess. Watch yourself, Van. I'm coming down.
What boots it, Jim? The doors are still locked.
Is it safe, Jim?
Yes, it's okay, Sting. Come ahead. Stand back, Van. We'll have to shoot this door open.
Tis true, tis pity, and pity tis true.
Now then, where'd you say Colo was?
In yonder woods he lies.
Okay, come on. I'll help you carry him to the car here. Then we'd better round up the others and make tracks away from here. For all we know, these monkeys may have radioed their garrison that they needed help. So we'd better get going while our luck is still good. Younger Vandervant, you're in charge of the local Dutch underground. I think you ought to decide what our next move is.
Thank you, Jim. It seems plain that our next move is to obtain medical help for Kolu.
But how, young hair?
A few miles south of Jimahi, one of our underground stations is. Do you remember Dr. Gunsworth of Otavia?
Right, well do I. He was my father's doctor.
Even so, you can find him at the coffee plantation of Turinico, the planter.
Well, that lad signs that Jimahi was 12 kilometers from here.
Good. Soon this road will fork. Tell Thompson to take the road leading south.
Hey, Thompson. Watch for a fork in the road. Take the one that leads south.
How dare the lucky Kolu now, Tina?
He sleeps again.
He ate hardly anything.
No. I think he's running a fever.
Yes, we've got to get him to a doctor, all right. What are you scratching your head about, Stingley?
Most interesting, that one, Jim.
Hmm? What is?
This letter. It was among the papers of the Japanese Max so skillfully sent to eternity.
Oh, the one that captured you and Samson and me?
Hmm.
What about him?
He wrote this peculiar letter. It is addressed to the revered blossom of the radio.
The which?
The revered blossom of the radio.
Oh, yeah. met her once in Tokyo with my husband. She complimented me on the way I speak Japanese.
But who is she, Trina?
She's a liar. A government, how you say it? Propagandist? That's right. She tells on the violence whatever lies her government wants Japanese troops to believe.
Oh.
Trina speaks truth. listen to this letter. It tells how Japanese garrison at Shimai cheered to hear that the American city of San Francisco was destroyed.
What's that?
Also, it thanks her for saying Australia is no longer part of British Empire.
You mean they believe junk like that?
Oh, there is much more of it. Shall I go on?
No, don't bother saying. It's given me an idea.
Then by my troth, good sir, you are in very sooth a wizard to make sense out of nothing.
No, wait a minute. They tell lies on the radio to bolster up their troops' morale, eh? Okay, we'll do the same thing and do just the opposite.
Just makes as little sense as a letter, Jim.
Now listen, this is a radio car, right? May not be the strongest sending set in the world, but we've got it. We've also got a girl the Jap troops will listen to.
Why do you look at me, Jim?
Because you're rich, Trina. You speak perfect Japanese.
Oh, reluctant light finally descends on this addled brain. We will have Trina tell them things we know will worry them.
Sure, how the big shots in Tokyo have decided Java must be given up. How the Allies have bombed the oil fields on Sumatra. Why, we'll fill him up with bad news.
Commendable thought. And Trina will shine like a jewel at such a task.
Hey, such a guy, Thompson.
What is wrong, young man?
Oh, everything. Look, down the road, Jim.
What smoke?
Yeah.
The plantation of Suri Nico's on fire.
But that's against it. Well, that means the coal...
I'm afraid so, Jim. He's the only doctor I know of within 200 miles of here.